deported in Japan. Tokugawa late Tokugawa period or first part of Meiji period in Japan is a study of philological study or historical study of Buddhism, stimulated by European scholars who had many Buddhists who found many Buddhist literature in India. And we, Japanese people, realized the necessity of the importance of the study of old literature, because Chinese rendering is from Sanskrit. So, without understanding of Sanskrit literature, we thought it is difficult to know, to figure out the original Buddhism. But Japanese scholars devoted themselves to the study of Indian literature through Pali or Sanskrit. And we have achieved a great attainment, and we almost completed in comparing all those sutras with many commentaries. Important as those study is, this is not a true study of Buddhism. So, there's no wonder that in America, many psychologists and scholars started to study from various angles, like psychology, philosophy, comparative religion. And we also started how to understand from the viewpoint of modern science, scientific viewpoint. But it is pity that we didn't realize, most of people did not realize how important it is to practice Buddhism. They just try to apply original teaching of Buddhism to your everyday life through science, like comparative religion or psychology or ethics. But this kind of study will not help you in its true sense. Because the Buddhism, the purpose of Buddhism to attain liberation. The liberation in its true sense is not just psychological one or just physiological one. It should be both psychological and physiological attainment. So, there is reason why we must study Zen. But some Zen masters carelessly thought, treated or practiced Zen just to attain some psychological temporal attainment, psychological attainment. But this is not true understanding or true Zen. Why we started Zen, Zazen, is because we couldn't satisfy with the philosophical study. Study of it. And many schools accomplished to some certain extent to satisfy with their attainment. And each school of Buddhism has its own canon. Canon is, we call it Kyoso Hanjaku. This means why some scripture, some special scripture is so important among all of our scriptures. And they organized systematically our scriptures from some certain viewpoint. And after those efforts, then appeared. And people started to realize how important it is to practice Zen. Because Zen, the true practice of Zen is contains the true teaching of Zen, and at the same time it is actual application of the teaching. For true Zen, application of the truth and to everyday life and truth itself, teaching itself, is one. It is not different. So, if so, it is not even application of our practice is not just application of the original teaching to our everyday life. It is direct experience of the true teaching. So, our practice is not to attain something or to some psychological state or the way how to apply the true teaching to our everyday life. It is, of course, the application of the teaching everyday life, but it is not just application. It is the teaching itself. It contains teaching itself. The direct experience is contains means the true teaching itself. So, if you want to know the meaning of Zen, it is necessary for you to study Buddhist teaching. But whether or not you study Buddhist teaching, if you practice our way, there is the direct experience of the teaching. And that is, at the same time, the application of the teaching to your everyday life. So in this sense, Zazen practice is not just to cross your legs and sitting in some certain posture. And it is also your everyday life, your activity in your everyday life. Whatever you do, that activity should be Zen. But then how to sit? But for us, there is some instruction or some approach to true understanding of Zen or true experience of Zen. That is why we sit in cross-legged posture. But if you think about, if you understand the true meaning of Zen, you should study our teaching, like a fundamental teaching, like teaching of Four Noble Truths, or teaching of interdependency, or teaching of everything changes, or teaching of emptiness, or teaching of middle way. Those teachings will give you some intellectual understanding of our practice. So, practice is first, and intellectual study is next, but you can do it vice versa. But in its true sense, if you understand directly what is Buddhism, it is necessary for you to practice Zen first and study intellectually some fundamental teaching through various scriptures. But in Japan, related from European study of Buddhism, we were so busy in theological study. Some people may say, if even though you go to Japan, there's not much study. There's not many good Zen masters. It may be true. Maybe true, but it does not mean there's no good Zen master at all. There are many, pretty many good Zen masters. But if you understand what you have, we have achieved in the field of philological study, you will understand what we have been doing for 100 years. Anyway, this morning, for this reason, I want to give you some instructions or suggestions on how to practice Zazen. Want to practice Zazen, the most important thing is to do things, to practice it with your whole mind and body. You should be involved in the practice completely. You practice Zazen just to practice Zazen, not to attain something. You should be completely involved in the posture you take, the way you take breathing. And with your calm, serene, well-concentrated mind. The posture we take there's two kinds or three kinds. One is full lotus, in which we cross our legs perfectly. Like this. Right foot on your left side and left foot on your right side. Like this. And this is four. But it may be difficult for most of you to sit in cross leg position. So, maybe better to cross in half lotus position. Half lotus is to cross, to put your left foot on your right side. Or you can sit in this way if it is impossible to cross this way. This is, you sit just like this, you know, or the other way, whichever you like. At first, for everyone, for even Japanese, most of Japanese, it is difficult to sit in a half lotus position even. This is very difficult. And in this case, your ankle should.
Me.
Me. Me should touch to the floor. Okay. This way. If it is difficult, you put something underneath, like this. Can you hear me? And if you do for 1 or 2 months every day, for about more than 20 minutes, eventually your knee gets to the floor. This is the, how you cross your legs. The more important thing is to put strength here, to have power here. And to, if you want to have power here, you have to bring your hip as far back as you can. Most of you, you know, sit on your hip like this. Like when you are driving your car. A very bad posture for them still, because you have no strength here. So even though, when you drive your car, you should take this posture, because your legs are long enough to reach your brake. But please take this posture, especially when you read. If you read in this posture, you will be tired, get tired quite soon. If you take this posture, it is much better. Please try, which is better. No. To put some strength here and to keep your back straight and pull your hip as far back as you can, like this. Even when you sit in your chair, even when you eat, you should be careful not to lose your right posture. This is very, very important. And your mind should be concentrated on your breathing. This is to attain oneness of physical and mental activity. Breathing activity or exercise is both mental and physical. So if you take hold of this point, you can control both mind and body. And that is why this is the best way to attain oneness of physical and mental good state. Even so, even though you have your mind on your breathing, you may hear the sound and you may see something, because we mostly we sit with our eyes open and so you will see something and you will hear something, and sometimes some image will come. But don't be bothered by it. Just let them come in and let them go out. If you do not entertain them, it will not stay. But in the most case, you give them a cup of tea or encourage them to stay. And that is why they stay and bother. See? So don't be bothered by it. Let them come in and let them go out. That is a kind of strength which you will gain by your stomach here. When your mind is here or here, it means you are entertaining them. If your mind is here, you are not concerned too much about the image you have in your mind. So, try to keep right posture with some power in your tummy. And when you sit, your practice should be done with the spirit, like if someone tell you to stand up, you shouldn't stand up forever until someone say stand up. This much confidence is necessary. It means you sit right in the center of the earth, of the world or universe, whatever it is. And you are right in the point of the eternal time. If you have some idea of space or time, that practice is not true practice. You should be always sitting in a cross point of time and space. That is true practice. And this is very important, because this practice of this practice, which is beyond the idea of time and space, accord with the true teaching of Buddhism. place on this moment, on this point, moment after moment, how to actualize teaching. So when you sit in this way, there you have the true teaching of Buddhism, the gift of the teaching, the point of the teaching. Here you have the oneness of teaching and practice, and oneness of enlightenment and practice. So, this much, at least this much, confidence is necessary. When you fix your mind and practice our way, there you have renunciation. You have the true feeling of Zen. This practice, when you practice this in this way, we say you reserve your original faith, original nature. I already started, you know, to explain the direct experience of Zen in way of understanding of the original teaching. But the purpose of my lecture today is not to talk about our fundamental teaching, but just to explain how to sit. Now we have crossed our legs and we understood how to keep your spine straight. Now we have to pull our neck like this, so that your spine could be straight. In this case, and your tongue should be on your upper jaw, and your teeth support with each other, and your hand forms cosmic mudra. It should not be like this or like that. Here you have one line with your what do you call it?
Joint.
You have joint here. And two joints make straight line. Then you have perfect unity. And we were both sons, support with each other. Not to, don't press like this, or don't be loose like this. It should be just support with each other, as if you have a sheet of paper in between. As if you, you know, there's some sparkle between plus electricity and minus electricity between here. You know, it is not like this. If you, if it is like this, there will be no sparkle. Spark, excuse me. No spark. If it is like this, you will not have no spark either. It should be like this.
But they actually touch.
Yeah, touch. Yes. Actually, it touches. It, it. It should be supported with each other. This is very true in your everyday life. You know, you should be observed in what you do, you know, but you should not be too much attached to it. This is the secret of the way of life. You should not be indifferent like this. And you should not be too much attached to your everyday activity, or whatever you see or you do. Just to have interdependency with each other. So this is perfect relationship. And you have this relationship between your son. So this is very true to what you hear, or to what you see in sitting. And your arm should not be too tight to your body. Or should not be too loose. And your finger touch to your stomach. So naturally, your arm opens this way. Your arm stands outward, little bit. So this is just feeling, you know. It should be, you know, exactly right, but as this, maybe this is according to the personality. You know, someone who is too open should be this way, and someone too inward nature.
Right.
Yeah. I don't remember that part. Passing fluid through open. Passing through. Oh, yes. Extra part. Interval. The mind is always working through yourself. Fluid too much critical with yourself. This kind of nature. The character. Maybe opposite. But anyway, if you turn your arm this way and keep your vertical line with your thumb and pointing finger, like this vertical line, on your
the tape was turned here.
Just to have focus in some area, 4 or 5 feet ahead. In this way, you practice Zazen. And it is necessary for you to practice it with the strong confidence, and it is necessary to continue the practice, to spend 40 minutes a day for the practice is not at all waste of time for you. So whether you are Buddhist or not, it is better to practice in this way. And if you want to study Buddhism, you know, with this experience, you will understand the meaning of our practice intellectually. And it will help your intellectual understanding of the philosophical study of Buddhism, or understanding from very various angles. Buddhism is open to science and philosophy and intellectual study and emotional activity. So from various angles you can study Buddhism. This is one of the characteristics of Buddhism. We do not say this is not the right practice. That is the right practice. No, we say gateless gate. Gateless gate is our gate. That we have no gate is true gate. We have no special gate. So, from various angles, you can study Buddhism. But it is necessary to practice Zen. The practice is not even the gate. It is center of the teaching. Not gate. So from the center, you may go out, you know, from various directions. So we say, practice is first, and understanding is next. So for usual study, there may be some approach, and some people may attach to some special gate for the best gate. That is not our way. So, Zen practice should not be compared with some other approach. If you want to practice Zen, it is necessary for you to do it even with a teacher at home. You can do it. But if you understand what does it mean by practice, or what you will attain by practice, you must have you must have teacher, and with teacher or with friend, you will have deeper and deeper understanding of practice, and that understanding will encourage your practice, and the practice will promote your intellectual understanding.